This is Nikoff Radio. Tensions are rising again in the Middle East, and global oil prices are climbing. Government ministers are now holding urgent talks with petrol retailers to ensure motorists are not paying more than necessary. The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, and Energy Secretary Ed Miliband are expected to demand explanations from fuel companies later today. Mr. Miliband says the situation shows why Britain must move away from fossil fuels. "We must get off the roller coaster of oil and gas markets," he said, "and move toward clean energy produced at home." In Iraq, a rescue operation is underway after a US military refueling aircraft crashed in western parts of the country. The aircraft, a KC-135 tanker, went down in what the US military describes as friendly airspace. Early reports suggested a possible missile strike, but officials now say the crash was not caused by hostile fire. 6 crew members are believed to have been on board. Search and recovery efforts are continuing tonight. Meanwhile, in the UK, pressure is growing over the Post Office Horizon scandal. MPs say the technology company Fujitsu should contribute to compensation payments for victims. Hundreds of sub-postmasters were wrongly prosecuted after faulty accounting software made it appear that money was missing. Fujitsu says it is now in discussions with the government about financial responsibility. Scientists say lab-grown meat and even 3D-printed chocolate could become common in Britain within the next 15 years. Food regulators say several experimental products are already undergoing safety checks. Supporters say the technology could transform the food industry and reduce environmental impact. And finally, 2 long-lost episodes of the classic BBC series Doctor Who have been rediscovered. The episodes date back to the 1960s and feature the First Doctor, played by William Hartnell. They were recovered from the estate of a private collector and recently screened for the first time in decades. Fans say the discovery is a remarkable piece of television history. And now the weather in Manchester. Cloudy tonight, with light rain moving in later. Temperatures around 7 degrees Celsius. That's the latest news from Nekoff Radio.